Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to Those Listen to Sanity. That's right, Joe Messina here, your host. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. No, not giraffe room. I know, sometimes my tongue and lip get stuck together, can I tell you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Part of that is what you do here. You can head up to JoeMessina.com. There's a lot going on there, too. You should get informed there as well. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell still supporting guys like me and others like us that, you know, you really got to get involved. And you always talk about stuff that you need. You want to buy American. You want to shop American. You want to keep us working. Keep the money. Mike's money goes to causes that we all appreciate. We're all on top of. We're all part of. What's the problem? So if you need pillowcases, sheets, blankets, doggy beds, towels, all kinds of, you know, just go to MyPillow.com. Check the place out. If you decide there's something there you like, do not look at the price until you use promo code Joe. Then you get 30 to 70% off. I mean, I can't make any better for you. Short of picking them out for you and dropping them off at your house, it doesn't get much better than that. And now his return policy goes all the way to March, is my understanding. So, hey, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com, check it out. All right. Yes, still no speaker. You know what we should do? What they do with the Pope, right? When they finally elect a speaker, they get the right guy in the right place, and they just do a puff of smoke. Right? It was a blue, white smoke, right? We've elected a speaker. Puff of white smoke. I don't know. I'm hearing that there might be some kind of an agreement made. I don't know what. What's going to happen to the no way, no how, and never voting for Kevin McCarthy? What's going to happen with that? It's just amazing to me. All right. There's a curiosity here. This is quite interesting. We're the first genderqueer priest in the Church of England. They, it, them, I don't even know what they, oh, this is a great name. Reverend Bingo Allison. Is Bingo really a first name? It wants to identify normalizing the identity among children. Just amazing to me. I do not know how they figure this out. I don't know how they figure that this is okay. Now, they're scholars. Right? These people study. They're scholars. A non-binary genderqueer Anglican priest in the United Kingdom is on record claiming the use of clerical positions in hope of normalizing such behavior. This is This is them talking, not me. I try to get involved in not just in my religious work, but outside of it with local secular LGBT youth groups. So according to Reverend Bingo Allison, a Church of England priest in the Diocese of Liverpool, who identifies as genderqueer and uses they-them pronouns. One of the biggest things is just being a visual representation of my community. Going to the schools, doing assemblies, making a huge difference in normalizing it for children. When I'm wearing my collar, it lets children know that it's okay, and there is a place in the church and outside the world for people like me. Hey, look, Jesus met with sick people all the time, people that were off all the time, people that were sinners all the time. He didn't just hang around with the clean. The idea was to give them love and understanding so they could change their ways. He did not affirm the ways of the adulteress. He did not affirm the sins that the merchants were committing. Now, the sin wasn't selling stuff. Let's get that straight. Allison, who claims to be the first non-binary genderqueer priest in England's established church, also claimed to have discovered a biblical basis for gender fluidity. It was late night. I grabbed my glass of wine. No, she said, it was late night. Reading Genesis 1:27, which recounts how God created humans, male and female. This ought to be good. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, him. Ooh. Male and female created he, them. Meaning two. Allison maintained expresses maleness to femaleness instead of men and women. She described the revelation as a deepening spiritual experience by which God was guiding me into the new truth. You know, there are other outside influences. People who believe in God, like myself, also believe in the devil. They believe in spirits or whatever you want to call them, demons and angels and all that. That there is another world that, you know, we can't see with our eyeballs, right? So you can't take these words at face value. Remember, they're translated for English. It's like I tell people all the time, the English language has one word for love. Right? I mean, one word for love, and it's love of your children. It's the, yeah, we'll do it on this side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You might not want to hear this.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Well, that helps. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. Welcome to the Joe Messina Show, and here on the Genesis Communication Network. Look, head up to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll, a lot happening there as well. And, you know, I just very much get the biggest kick out of some of these people. First of all, they want nothing to do with God, right? And then all of a sudden, they decide when they find a LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG minister, all of a sudden, God's gay. Well, how can God be gay if he doesn't exist? It's always been a guy. I mean, I've always been curious about that. So this pastor, priest, whatever she would be called, or them would be called, Allison, said that, you know, in the middle of the night, while reading through Genesis, God revealed to her how he created humans, male and female. right? Created man in his own image, and the image of God created he, him. This is what they do. They play around with it. God, he created him, a man. You don't get the right to parse this any way you want to. Now, the funny thing about this, the thing I love about this the most, is look how they take this one scripture. For those of you who are not biblical, just hear me out. They take this one part of one scripture, one chapter at the beginning of the book, and they never go all the way through in the New Testament where the Bible specifically says God is spirit. Okay? God's not man like we are. God is spirit. And those who worship him have to worship him in spirit and truth. Okay? There's a lot more deeper meaning to that. But when it says God is spirit, and you have to worship him in spirit, he's not a man. But the Bible even goes further than that. There's actually a scripture that says that God is not a man, that he should lie. That he should lie. Oh, Joe, old white guys put it all together. What did you expect them to say? No, actually, they didn't put it together. They translated it. Wrote it so we could understand it, plain simple English. So one of the examples, I'll go to the phones in a few minutes, but one of the examples I gave you, or we're starting to give you, is how complex the languages are. See, we only have one word for love. The love of your wife, the love of your kids, the love of your mother, the love of, you know, of money, the love, 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 love. I mean, we use the word love, we throw it around like a, we throw it around a lot. But it's one word. The Bible has six words for love. Right? The Bible has the kind of love you'd have for your wife, the kind of love you'd have for your kids, the kind of love you have for your mom, for your dog, you know, and even erotic love. But those words are specific. We don't know that because we don't operate like that. The English language doesn't operate like that. This is why the Bible tells you to study. Don't read. It's not a Reader's Digest book. It's not one of those disgusting love novels. Right? Don from North Carolina. You want to talk about the speaker?
Hi. Yes. I'm watching this race, and it's just crazy.
It's what?
This race for the Speaker of the House.
Yeah, what about it?
I don't know. I think that it's just, I think it's a big problem in our country. And I don't know. I think it's just awful to look at where we've come and to see where we've fallen. And, you know, we were just talking about the Bible. And I think I have one anecdote today that I saw that I just want to bring up, which was that I was watching this race for speaker, and the chaplain started to give her invocation of the house. Yes, her invocation of the house. And they cut away from it. I didn't get to hear the prayer that the house was given. And I think that's just a perfect example of what's happening in our country with God being taken away from everything, even not being allowed to watch it on the news, as the House of Representatives is electing their leader.
Yeah, I think I know. I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but one of my complaints has been that even Jerry Nadler said at one point in time that God has no place in this house. But when you look around, you look at the floor of the Capitol, you look at other places, the Ten Commandments are engraved in the floor by our founding fathers. There's all kinds of references to God all around them, and they can't seem to handle it. It makes them nuts. But when you say we, look at where we've come, I mean, this is really the Republican Party that never really... they've had a weak spine for years, probably decades, and this shows you where they're at. This shows you that the entitlement that Kevin McCarthy thought he had at this. So I don't know. I mean, again, Republicans tend to come to the party late. They came to the party late. They had no solutions, and then they wonder why nobody trusts them anymore. Anyhow.
Well, and I think this is about politicians losing their faith and not having true faith in God and principles. And I think that's what this comes down to. And while we can't make any decision today, it can't even come to a majority to pick a person to leave the house.
Well, I agree with you 100%. We have forgotten about God. We've turned our back on God, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in right now. Don, thanks for the call. Appreciate the conversation. God bless. You know, it's true. You hear it over and over and over again. You look through all the way through history. Some of the greatest governments fell after they forgot about God. Because what's your moral basis at that point? Is it whatever goes, goes? Whatever the multitude want, goes? Is that what your moral basis is? Where's your idea of morality and or goodness come from? I'm in California. One of the most godless states on the planet. Where sex with a 12-year-old is okay. Pedophilia is minor, now called minor attractive person. They do everything they can to cover this stuff up. Right? I mean, how in God's creation can an 11 or 12-year-old make a decision that they want to have sex with somebody? I mean, can you remember the days when you were 16? So you girls, I mean, look, I'm talking to my daughters and others. When you were 16, 17, even 18, when the good moms would say to the girls, you're not ready for sex. You're not ready to commit to somebody like that. You're too young. And good dads, yeah, you hear me, good dads, would say to their sons, no, you don't treat women like that. You don't treat girls like you are not ready for that kind of relationship. All right, now you got me going. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You'll listen to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Into the night for the House, after three more rounds this afternoon, couldn't solve the Speaker's stalemate. Kevin McCarthy is getting the most Republican votes, but still short of the 218 needed. Former President Donald Trump weighing in says House Republicans need to get the vote for Speaker over with. In an interview with Fox News, Trump said the GOP House members opposing McCarthy's bid for House Speaker are playing a, quote, dangerous game. President Biden says he has spoken with the parents of Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin at length. The bills say Hamlin remains in the intensive care unit in critical condition with signs of improvement in his health. Hamlin was injured during a football game Monday night. Stars from the Marvel Cinematic Universe are sending their best wishes to Jeremy Renner. The actor was recently injured after a plow ran over him while he was attempting to help a stranded family member stuck in the snow. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. All right. I got off of this God thing. I don't know how he did it. I do it from time to time. You guys know that, you know, I mean, I'm an outspoken Christian. I don't really care what people think. You don't want to listen, you don't have to. You know, that's a great. You know what? You got freedom of choice with conservatives. We don't care who you listen to specifically, as long as you listen to somebody who's giving you real information, real truth, and that's what you want to do. So anyway, this priest, whatever, out of the UK, has decided that God, you know, God's all about transgenderism. God's all about not being male or female, if you would. And they twist these words to make it fit for them. Now, you could do that all day long. People do it on a regular basis. But, you know, we're supposed to test the scriptures. We're supposed to test these people, if you would. Now, does this sound familiar? Ellison described the revelation as a deepening spiritual experience by which God, which one, was guiding me into this new truth about myself. What was the new truth? That you could be anything you wanted to be? One of the things that kept within my ministry ever since is that the transition and coming out can and should be spiritual, a spiritual experience. Really? Boy, these people, they decide what spiritual is. What is spiritual? What does it mean to them? It's a heavenly experience, a godly experience. You can call it a godly experience. What are you afraid of? I find that most people use that word, term spiritual. I'm a spiritual person. They're not necessarily a godly person or God person. They believe there's something out there, that there's spirits and such and things happening that they have no explanation for. They go on to say, should be a spiritual experience as well as an emotional and social and sometimes even a physical one. Really? I also told the UK outlet that there is something beautiful about growing into who we were created to be and growing into our authentic selves. You know, again, it's one of those things, my truth kind of things, guiding me into the new truth about myself. Now, I'm going to go all the way back. I know you guys will get mad at me for doing this, but you know, remember the son of Sam, the dog talked to him. Right? We have some of these mass murderers who say God told them. The voices in their head told them. God doesn't tell you to go out and massacre large amounts of people. And don't point me to the Old Testament, because there's all kinds of stuff going on in the Old Testament you need to know about before you start saying, look what he made them do in the Old Testament. But I'll say, one of the things that has kept with my ministry ever since the transition and coming out is that this is a spiritual experience. I'll say it's a spiritual experience. Third generation priest to Father III, who was ordained at Liverpool Cathedral in 2020, Allison claimed to have grown up in a household that was strongly religious, believed homosexuality and transgender behavior to be sinful things. But after learning the term genderqueer about 7 years ago, Allison and everything suddenly clicked. You know, see, they're looking for reasons to justify themselves. The Bible doesn't do that for you. God doesn't do that for you. God says, here's the deal. And I use absurd examples sometimes, and I'm going to tell you this is an absurd one, too. Here's the deal, guys. I'm God. And I designed your body to breathe oxygen. I really don't care what you think. This is the direction I'm going in. This is how it's going to be. End of discussion. Have a nice day. Well, God, I don't want to breathe oxygen. Matter of fact, I want to live at the bottom of the pool. So I'm going to breathe water. And you'd be dead in what, about 45 seconds? I mean, seriously, what are you going to do? Live at the bottom of the pool, suck in the water, and you're done. You don't make the rules on your own. You don't have a right to do that. Think about this. Revelation came to me at 1:30 in the morning. I start twisting around the words he, him. They, them. God didn't use the word they, them until he created Eve. Then it was they, them. After learning the term genderqueer, so the Enlightenment came after learning a term that isn't in the Bible. All of a sudden, she was able to justify herself, right? She said it's harder to come out to herself while she was in the closet. There was lots of times before when I questioned my identity, but growing up in a more conservative form of Christianity... Why, is there a liberal form of Christianity? I mean, you want to talk about a one way of doing things. God's got one way of making things happen. You want to talk about a dogmatic way to look at life? God's got it. Right? One way. One way to God through Jesus. One way to the Father through Jesus. Hey, he was very clear about that. Real simple. Right? When the adulteress was caught... and came running to him for help. He didn't tell her, keep doing it. You're good, sin's forgiven, get on with it. Told her to sin no more. So apparently there is sin. Allison likened the plight of transgender people to the suffering of the martyrs mentioned in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. Not in your life. Not in your life. And again, why did God send all the fire and brimstone to Sodom and Gomorrah? Why did he wipe it out? Do your own homework. Don't listen to the garbage that you're hearing out there. Calvin Robinson, an Anglican deacon in the Separatist Free Church of England, recently told a local news source that his ordination to the Church of England was snatched away because of his conservative theological views. He condemned Allison's position, urged others to call out his heresy, call out its heresy and blasphemy. Challenge the church's apparent apostasy, Robinson said. I agree with him. You know, look at what happened to Frank Pavone. Questioning the church. Right? Pushing to make sure that they followed the rules. That they followed everything. Followed God's law. Boy, that didn't go over well, did it? Didn't like that at all. It's hilarious to me. And he's right. You challenge them. Ask them why. You know, when my first son was born, I grew up in a Catholic church. And I've said it before. I wouldn't change my Catholic upbringing. I loved it. I thought it was great. Taught me a lot about God. I'm not so sure I would have learned in a regular mainstream Christian church. Okay? You trusted, you loved God no matter what. Whether you believed in him or not, he was there. Period. End of discussion. So, again, you see what's happening now, again, with Father Pavone, what the new Pope is saying. That's the problem with following a man. I know I'm going to tee off a lot of you Catholics. You don't follow, the only man you follow is Jesus Christ. That's it. You don't follow the Pope. I mean, I get it. You believe he's the head of the church, yada, yada, yada. He's not the head of the Christian church as a whole. Let's get that clear. You've got the different denominations, which is really, you know, denominations drive me nuts, too. You've heard me say this a million times. What do denominations do? They separate. They are separated. They're distinct. They're called out. Denominations were not, I don't find that in the Bible anywhere. Anyway, I always went to, after the Catholic Church, I always went to a non-denominational church. Calvin Robinson was, again, an evangelical deacon. When he condemned Allison's positions, he urged others calling her blasphemy. They nailed him. Right? If you challenge the church, you get nailed. And it's too bad because there's no reason for it. You can predict it like clockwork, Robinson continued. A week or so, he'll be back in the headlines of left-wing papers saying that he was abused and targeted for his looks. The Church of England won't rebuke him for his errors. Instead, it'll double down and say it needs to be even more inclusive. Pray for his wife and children in the awful time he must putting them through this scandal. It's just amazing. And he's right. Very right. Because what'll end up happening is this person, Allison, will end up coming off or looking to be, or perceived to be, if you would, being ridiculed and bullied and all of that. Now, Jesus was inclusive. Probably the most inclusive. Anybody. He doesn't say, only white folk need to come to me. He said, anybody who comes to me. Anybody who comes to me. Not white, black, tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever. Anybody who comes to me. It sounds pretty darn inclusive to me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We got it back right there. And ready for the fight. Since I am. I don't know if you guys are. I hope you are. Everything, you know what, anything that you want to have, anything that is worth having, I know it's an old saying, but it is worth fighting for. People aren't just going to hand you this stuff. They don't want you to have it, whatever. And, you know, in the chat room, if you decide to join the chat room, Joe at the Real Side, I mean, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You know, these dope heads, these junkies, these people in, you know, Portland, Oregon. And it's not just Portland, my friend. It's happening everywhere. It's happening in Colorado, Portland, Seattle, New York, San Francisco. Right? Look at them. They're turning into nothing. They can't get their brain cells working. They're turning into nothing. And the disgusting things that they're doing up there, or in those cities, you seeing what's happening? Remember, David, this is not new. They've been working at this for decades. Breaking down the family unit, breaking down your belief system, breaking down education. The government must be the supreme being in your life. The government has to be the supreme being in your life. That's all there is to it. Because if they're not the gods of your life, then you won't follow them. If they tell you it's okay to lie and kill a baby, right, and you don't believe them, but you believe the God of the Bible, says, no, that's not okay. Now they got a problem. They're fighting with God. And the only way to fix that is for them to become gods. For them to become your God, your sufficiency. The Bible says that God is my sufficiency, not the government. The Bible tells me to go out and feed the poor, the sick, the hungry, the infirm. Doesn't tell me to compel the government to take other people's money to go feed people that are in the streets. And I have absolutely no respect for a government that will take people coming over the border, put them in you know, our empty schools, empty hotels, put them and pay the bill for the whole thing, right? Put them in empty military bases, feeding them, taking care of them, clothing them, getting them the health, the health medical procedures that they need. And yet, our veterans are sleeping in the streets. Americans who have paid taxes go homeless. Americans who need medical help can't get it. Veterans who need medical help can't get it. And we're supposed to believe that you have a clue as to what you're doing. That you're for the American people. Not for a second. And those of you who believe that they are, I'm worried about you. I'm really worried about you. Just stop listening to CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG. I say the same thing to conservatives. Stop listening to Fox News. Stop listening to all these outlets and do your own homework. There are plenty of independent journals out there. I told you, Red State's one of them. PJ Media is another. There are plenty of places to get information you know to be true. You know who the writers are. You know the ones that are on your side. When I say your side, on the side of truth. Right? It doesn't, again, it doesn't stop. And as I started to say during the break, they're coming after your kids. Look at all these Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini knew that if they could get the kids, they all had youth groups. They could have the country. You get the kids on your side, you get the kids believing, and look at the kids today. You're getting them educated in things they can't make a nickel at, and you're bailing them out as the government. You're helping them eat. You're making sure they have a place to live. You're making sure they have health care. They are not the kids of 20 years ago. And your parents aren't raising young people that know how to push through. Right? That's what we need. We need kids. You think you're going to have any great inventions other than internet inventions? You think you're going to have any great breakthroughs anymore? When you have young people that will not break through? This is just very, very, very scary. 855, Real Joe. 855-732-5563. A lot, so much in the news, so much going on. I told you about this the other day. Florida School District is now going to decided they were going to require students to use restrooms based on biological sex. And some parents brought it to court. They fought it. First set of judges said, no, you can't do that. 11th District Court of Appeals said, actually, you can do that. That simple. So now what the Florida School District is they're re-implementing or cleaning up a policy that strictly requires students to use the restrooms based on their biological gender. News station out of Tampa reported that the Pasco County School Superintendent, Kurt Browning, he announced a new policy during the school board meeting. The place erupted with applause, as you can imagine. As the board is aware, over the winter break, the 11th Circuit Court of the United States Court of Appeals issued a ruling in the case of Drew Adams versus the school board of St. John's County. Brownie said during the meeting, the full appeals court overturned the trial court's decision, which has been the controlling law until the newest decision was rendered. Right? The policy change comes as a debate over diversity and inclusion in school. Yeah, I love these words. Diversity and inclusion continues to draw support. Look, nobody's saying you have to be mean to these people. Nobody's saying you treat them like crap. That's not, I don't know anybody who believes that, who feels that way, and actually who's espousing that. Nobody. I don't know anybody who is. If you do, let me know. I'll call them. If you're right, I'll shame them. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Once the announcement was made on Tuesday, Yeah, they swiftly went into work, right? The LGBTQ advocates. They criticized the decision of the court. Of course they did. While conservative church-based groups supported it. You know, up until the announcement, the school district would not adopt a rule requiring students to use bathrooms based on their biological sex. But it's about time. Look, there's a reality here. We've talked about this ad nauseum on the show. Right? And the problem is the lawmakers. These guys that we elect that have no spine, no guts. I'm going to do what I've always said I'm going to do, which is allow the law, the 11th Circuit, to change the law. This is what Brownie told the Tampa Bay Times. It would be disingenuous for us to use the St. John's case for the last 5 years and not use the 11th Circuit case. Yeah, and it's right. That's exactly what they're supposed to do. You know, it's funny because the teachers, the people that believe in traditional families, traditional marriage, traditional couples, they don't get all whacked out like the ones that are pushing the LGBTQ stuff. They got a queer library. Yeah, this is sick. Do I have enough time for this? Yeah, probably. You got a California high school teacher who's boasting all over that big bad interweb thing that he has a queer library in his classroom. The materials on orgies and BDSM and kink, for that matter. Ryan Walters, the education secretary in Oklahoma, says that the left indoctrination of schools is just unreal. The amount of pressure that's on here, things that are going on with these kids, because they actually do shame them. And the way they shame them is they say, look, why would you do that? You know, you want so-and-so to feel bad? You really believe that a man can't love a man, a woman can't love a woman? God, I believe that men can love men. I always say it, love my father, love my grandfather. There are men in my church. There are men that are very close to me, friends that I love. I wouldn't want to see anything happen to them. But I don't have sex with any of them. Really. California teacher at the Capistrano School District posted about a queer library in her classroom, filled with over 100 books, some of which contain sex imagery, information on orgies, sex parties, and BDSM. The teacher at San Juan Hills High School, identified on the school's website as Danielle Serio, is known as Flint. Flint posted repeatedly on TikTok about books in the queer library. Said it was available to students who have been active. He has been active for five. Well, he, she, it, them. Been active for at least 5 years now. Now, many of the details covered in the books can't even be printed about. Because that's the way it is. Now, books like this, let me see this. The Queer History of the United States. The A through Z of Gender and Sexuality. We Are Okay. David Bowie Made Me Gay. I mean, what is, how about I start putting Christian books out like that, right? John Wayne Made Me a Heterosexual. Right? I want to be a man like Jesus. Ridiculous. Totally, utterly ridiculous. Joe Messina, your host. We're gonna tone it down a bit. Talk about your tax problems. Coming up in the next hour. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.